Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Amber Nichols and you're listening to the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly 2 minutes past the hour of nine on your lovely sunny and warm, well, not sunny at the moment. It was very sunny today. Melbourne, what have you done? I just got back from my holidays. I stepped back into Melbourne and do I know you? It's extremely hot right now, but I'm not complaining. Thank you so much to the World Wide Wave team for a stellar show. They are back at their old time after taking a little break and will be with us over the summer from 8 till 9 on your Monday evenings. Kiss My Arts returns in 2013 on your Monday evenings too from 9 p.m. for another huge year of artist interviews, reviews and all the latest in what's going on in the wonderful world of indie music. After an incredible 2012, we're into a new year, and for some, the fact that this year has the number 13 in it has caused some apprehension. So where did the fear of the number 13 really come from, and is it really unlucky? So tonight on the show, we've got a whole bunch of songs about the number 13. So the superstitious of you, beware. Our first song is called The Drone, and it's from an album called 13 by James Rain. I do hope you're feeling lucky tonight, ladies and gents. Go on, kick back, relax, fill up that glass, and enjoy a dose of lucky number 13 right here on Kiss My Arts. And let's bring in the new year with unquestionable and a slightly superstitious style. This is called The Drone and it's by James Rain. It's from his album called 13. You're on Joy 94.9.
If it's tired, boring music you're looking for, you've come to the wrong station. Joy 94.9, now playing the hottest new music first.
And right here on Kiss My Arts, we do have the hottest new music. Speaking of, last year, Kiss My Arts interviewed, featured and reviewed over 100 artists and bands, over half of which were independent Australian artists. We also interviewed the likes of British India, Bombay Bicycle Club, Butterfly Boucher, JD Sampson, Hermitude, Geordie Lane, Sasquatch, Alpine, Jack Carty, Polo Club and Georgia Fair, just to name a few. And we even interviewed Jan Tiersen, yep, the guy who wrote the music for the film Amelie. Last year, Kiss My Arts broadcast over 60 live-to-air studio performances of new and often unreleased songs by our local indie bands and artists, and we are going to continue adding to that list in what is set to be a huge 2013. So if you're an upcoming artist or band, we would love to hear from you. On Kiss My Arts, we're always keen to check out new talent and make new musical friends. We'd love to review your latest album or gig, play some of your tunes on our show and even get you into the studio for an interview, if you're good looking, that is. I'm sure you are. Head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts or you can head to facebook.com/kissmyarts to like us and, you know, stay in the loop about what we're doing on Kiss My Arts. Speaking of what we're doing on Kiss My Arts, tonight on the show we're talking about the superstition behind the number 13. As we've headed into the year 2013, and there's been a bit of apprehension from a number of people about 2013. But before we delve into the history behind this unlucky number, I'm going to play you a track from Big Star. And no points for guessing. This one is called 13. You're on Joy 94.9.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day.
The world's most uplifting station.
Call 1300 Joy 949.
Joy 94.9.
Triskaidekaphobia. That's the name given to the fear of the number 13. Are you afraid of the number 13? Are you feeling apprehensive about 2013? Well, you're not alone. A quick Google search displays many people's fears for the upcoming year. The Mayans predicted the end of the world in 2012, which was a complete non-event. So is this hype about 2013 going to be just another fizzer? Or is the unlucky number 13 going to bring a year of bad luck? Or worse, the end of the world? There is a myth that the earliest reference to 13 being unlucky is from the Babylonian code of Hammurabi around 1780 BC, where the 13th law is omitted. Some Christian traditions have it that at the Last Supper, Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th to sit at the table. Triskaidekaphobia may have also affected the Vikings. It is believed that Loki in the Norse Pantheon was the 13th god, and more specifically, Loki was believed to have engineered the murder of Balder and was the 13th guest to arrive at the funeral. Some French aristocrats would hire themselves out as the 14th diner at an event because it was believed that when 13 diners sat together, one of them would later die. What do you think? Do you have any unlucky stories about the number 13? I would love to hear yours. Text in on 0427 Joy 949. If you don't have a phone or you lost it over the summer like I did, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au to tell us your stories about the number 13, whether they are unlucky or perhaps even lucky. Akido have a story to tell about the superstitious number in their track, and this one's also called 13. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was a track called 13 by Akido, and that's exactly what we are talking about tonight on Kiss My Arts. We're talking about the number 13 as we head into the year 2013. So, number 13, is it lucky? Or is it unlucky? During the last song, we had a text come in from Andy in Reservoir, and he has pointed out the fact that Blur has an album, an entire album called 13. Thanks for that, Andy. I already knew that, and in fact, if you stay tuned, I have got one of their songs scheduled for later in the show. So stick around to hear that. Friday the 13th is an unlucky day in much of Western Europe, North America, and here in Australia. Many people avoid travelling, avoid getting married, and avoid signing contracts on Friday the 13th. Many architects omit the 13th floors in tall buildings, and some airlines typically do not have a 13th row. And apparently, statistically, so this is, you know, the figures actually telling us this is not just, you know, skepticism. Statistically, more road accidents occur on Friday the 13th than on any other day of the year. How interesting. Do you have any stories about the number 13? Lucky or unlucky? Send in your stories to 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. The next track we are going to take a listen to in our string of superstitious songs about the number 13 is by Elliot Smith. And believe it or not, this one is also called 13. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 27 minutes past the hour of 9 on your lovely warm Monday evening. I just had a text message come through from Sammy. She says, 13 has always been my lucky number. Even more now as it's the anniversary day with my soulmate. So there you go. 13 perhaps is a lucky number. And perhaps it's just a mindset about the number 13. And perhaps we sort of get it into our heads that it's unlucky, and then therefore we almost convince ourselves that something that happens is linked to the number 13. But maybe we can turn that around and link it to something positive. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, as we head into 2013, we're exploring music that relates to the feared and maybe even now the lucky number of 13. However, the fear of this number has been so widespread that it's even been given a name, triskaidekaphobia, which is a fear of the number 13. Are you afraid of the number 13? Are you feeling apprehensive about heading into 2013? Well, you're not alone. American President Franklin Roosevelt was extremely fearful of the number 13, and he took great pains to avoid hosting a meal for a group of that size. If he had a cancellation and it looked as if there might be 13 people coming to lunch, he invited his secretary to join him so there wouldn't be 13. The Mayans predicted the end of the world in 2012, which got us talking about the catastrophic end of the world towards the end of last year, but it turned out to be a complete non-event. So is this hype about 2013 going to be just another fizzer? Or is the unlucky number 13 going to bring us all a year of bad luck? Or worse, finally the end of the world? Text us your thoughts on 0427 JOY 949. What are your experiences with the number 13? Positive or unlucky? Well, this is the Antlers' take on the superstitious number with their track, and yes, it's called 13. You're on JOY 94.9.
JOY 94.9.
That was a very interesting song in two parts by the Antlers, and that song was 13, just like every other song we are listening to tonight on Kiss My Arts, as we explore songs that have something to do with the number 13 as we head into the year 2013 with a bit of superstition surrounding the number 13. Vehicle registration plates in Ireland have the first two digits representing the year of registration. So, for example, 11 in the number plate is a 2011 registered car. 12 at the beginning of the number plate is a 2012 registered number plate, and so on. In 2012, there were concerns among members of the Society of Irish Motor Industry that the prospect of having 13 registered vehicles might discourage motorists from buying new cars due to superstition surrounding the number 13, and that car sales and the motor industry, which was already ailing, might suffer as a result. So they introduced a system whereby 2013 registered vehicles would have their registration plates modified to read 131 instead of 13. Or 13, for vehicles registered in the first 6 months of 2013, and then they would do a 132 for those registered in the latter 6 months of the year. So is this just crazy, or is there really something unlucky about the number 13? What do you think? Send us your thoughts. You can text us on 0427 JOY 949, or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. I've just had a text message come through from Matt. Thanks very much. He says 13 has always been a lucky number for me. Also, it's quite lucky in Judaism. I was born on Friday the 13th in 1986 at 2:22 a.m. The only other people I know of born on the same day and year are the Olsen twins. How scary is that? Thanks, Matt. So far, the text messages that have come through have been overwhelmingly positive for the number 13. So there you go. How interesting is that? Now, the band Blur, which was pointed out to us earlier before, obviously weren't fazed by the number 13 either. And they dedicated the title of a whole album to this apparently unlucky number. This track is over 7 minutes long, so settle in for this one. It's called Battle, but it is from their album called 13. And we're going to take a listen to that right after our sponsorships. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Well, there you go. That was a little track, or a long epic track, called Battle. And that's by Blur. And that was from their album, which was called 13. So if that track's anything to go by, I'm assuming that Blur have issues with the number 13. That was a very interesting track indeed. We've had a couple people text in their thoughts on the number 13, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Is the number 13 really unlucky then? Well, maybe we've actually got it all wrong. The Egyptians were the first to develop a superstition around the number 13, but for them, the number actually brought good luck. They believed that there were 12 steps on the ladder to eternal life. 13 for the Egyptians was associated with immortality. And in all matriarchal societies, 13 is actually a revered number. The Jane Austen Argument, a local Melbourne band, have something to say about this number as well. Now, these guys actually joined us on Kiss My Arts last year. If you're keen to check out the podcast of that, and indeed for all of our previous episodes, you can head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts, and you can just follow the links to the podcasts, download them, and check them out. You can check out all of our previous episodes in 2012. So head to joy.org.au for all of that, or you can, of course, jump onto facebook.com/kissmyarts, and you can like us there and check out everything that Kiss My Arts is up to. So we're going to take a little listen now to a very short and very sweet little track by the Jane Austen Argument. And again, this one is called 13. You're on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello there. This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is a quarter to the hour of 10 on your lovely warm Monday evening. I hope you have an air conditioner or some fans at your place, because it's been rather hot here in Melbourne. I came back from my holidays and stepped back into Melbourne. I was like, do I know you? You're not normally this hot. But you know what? It's actually kind of nice. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we're talking about the lucky or unlucky number 13 as we head into a new year, 2013. Do you know that in 2007, a Belgian airline was forced to change its logo following complaints from superstitious passengers? The 13 dots making up the stylized B in their logo brought a flood of complaints about an apparently unlucky design. The passengers were not pleased with an aircraft with a logo that had 13 dots in the logo because they thought it would bring bad luck. And who wants to fly in a plane that is potentially doomed? So the airline was taken aback by the strength of feeling and felt obliged to respond. So they actually altered the design to incorporate an additional dot, meaning that there were 14 dots in the logo instead of 13. There are many things that may sway our decision about where to live, but surely the house number cannot be that important, can it? Well, think again. Even in our age of sophisticated property research and careful financial calculation, houses are rejected by many potential buyers simply because they are numbered 13. The problem is apparently so great that some authorities in the UK are banning the use of number 13 in all new property developments. In a picturesque town in Bewdley, in the UK, a local estate agency says there are two houses that have proved particularly hard to sell. One of them has been on the market for years, which they believe is because it's numbered 13. Now, is this silly, or is there a legitimate concern? What do you think? I'm still interested to hear your thoughts about the number 13, whether you think it is lucky or unlucky. Send us your thoughts on 0427JOY949, or you can also email us at onair@joy.org.au. We've had a couple of people text in saying that 13 is actually quite a lucky number for them. Matt texted in and said that he was actually born on Friday the 13th, and that the only other people that he knew born on the same day were the Olsen twins. So I don't know if that's lucky or unlucky, but he thinks that it's lucky. And Sammy sent us a text message saying that 13 is her lucky number and it's her anniversary day with her soulmate. So what do you think about the number 13? Lots of the music that we've listened to tonight has been based around the number 13. We're going to check out another song now. And this one is by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And again, no prizes for guessing. This one's also called 13. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 8 minutes to 10 on your lovely warm Monday evening. Speaking of warm, we had a text message come through whilst the song was on. The air conditioning is too cold on the Dandenong to Flinders Street train. So if you're planning on heading out tonight and you're going to be on the Dandenong to Flinders Street line, maybe bring your jumper because apparently the air conditioning is a little too cold. Thanks for sending that text message in. Speaking of text messages, I'd still love to hear your thoughts on the number 13. We've been a little bit preoccupied with that number tonight on Kiss My Arts, thinking about whether it's lucky or unlucky. 0427JOY949 to send me your thoughts, or you can send an email at onair@joy.org.au. So far, the response has been overwhelmingly positive for the number 13. So perhaps it's not an unlucky number at all. However, architects are still going to build buildings without the 13th floor. Airlines are still going to omit the 13th rows, and people are still going to avoid getting married or signing contracts on Friday the 13th. Unfortunately, though, people can't stop having babies on Friday the 13th. So there you go. Before we wrap up the show, just want to remind you that if you're keen to keep abreast of what Kiss My Arts is doing this year, you can head to joy.org.au/KissMyArts, and you can follow all the links to Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff from that page there. We'd love to keep you in the loop about what's going on in the world of indie music. Last year on Kiss My Arts, we broadcast over 60 live-to-air studio performances right here in the studio of new and often unreleased songs by our local independent bands and artists. And we had such a blast. We had some fantastic artists on the show, and we are very excited to continue adding to that fabulous list of artists in what is set to be a huge 2013. Well, it's been fun getting intimate with the superstitiousness of the number 13 with you tonight. Whether it's unlucky or lucky, who knows? But 2013 has arrived, and either way, Kiss My Arts is taking it on and looking forward to a killer 2013. Remember, if you're an upcoming artist or band, we'd love to hear from you. We're always keen to check out new talent, so drop us a line. Head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts, or again, you can find us on Facebook. Even if you're not an artist or band and you just love new music, then why not go on and like us anyway? Up next, we have the boys from the Cubby House returning for 2013. They've had a break for 6 months, but they are back and are ready to give you a rocking show. So stay tuned for that. But before I leave you in the very capable hands of the Cubby Boys, let's take one more dive into the superstitious. Let's check out a track from Ben Queller. And again, this one is called 13. But before I play that, we have got this.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.